I'm Colin Kelly, welcome to Social Media Today. Cyclist Mark Cavendish was crowned BBC Sports Personality of the Year, with viewers and fans watching and tweeting their views using the hashtag SPOTY. Darren Clark was second and Mo Farah third, with a bit of help from one of his famous Twitter followers. The fastest man on the planet, at Usain Bolt, doesn't say a great deal on Twitter, but urged his British followers, vote for my friend and fellow world champion Mo Farah. For a while, Farah was trending after his six-year-old stepdaughter Rihanna made a particularly cute contribution in the video package about him. Hashtag IHatePeopleWho was trending throughout the day, and here are some of the most popular responses. Only talk to you because they want something. Have to be right about everything. Say that wrestling is fake. And judge other people without knowing a single thing about them. Music star at Mr. Wiz Khalifa threw in his tuppence worth with hashtag IHatePeopleWhoProtectTheirTweets. Why do you protect your tweets? If you're going to have protected tweets, then stay on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, the social network's been told to make 12 changes to the way it does business outside America. This follows a data protection audit by authorities in Ireland. Its non-US operations are based there, and an investigation was carried out after complaints from the pressure group Europe v Facebook. There had been concern Facebook might be building up information to create shadow profiles of people who are not even members of the site. The investigation found no evidence of that, but did express concern about other areas, and Facebook's agreed to a series of changes. Among them, it won't be able to use your picture to promote certain products to your friends without your permission. Inactive and deactivated profiles will have to be permanently deleted after a certain length of time, and there will be extra notifications about the photo tag suggest feature to help users decide whether to opt into this. Facebook's official statement suggests these are changes it wants to make in the interests of transparency. The Europe v Facebook group claims the web giant is bowing to pressure in a victory for people power. FedEx is being praised over on YouTube for its response after a video appeared there of one of its team throwing a monitor over a fence instead of walking up the path, ringing the doorbell and saying, "Sign here please," in the traditional fashion. The video has been seen 4.4 million times since Monday, and FedEx Senior Vice President Express US Operations posted a video apologising, saying he was upset and embarrassed by the incident, that they'd met with the customer and resolved the issue, and stressing that the employee concerned was no longer working with customers while the disciplinary process was carried out. He said the YouTube video was already being used internally as a reminder of what can go wrong, and that every FedEx experience should be outstanding. If you are expecting a package in the next few days, it might be worth twitching at the windows with your mobile phone recording some video, just in case anyone else hasn't got the message yet. Today's social media tip, you've heard some talk about Facebook's new timeline feature. Well, try it out yourself by visiting facebook.com/timeline. A word of caution though, when you choose to go live with timeline, everything you've ever said will be just a click away for all your friends to see. You get 7 days to try it out and you can delete old posts. Quote of the day goes to the one and only at Mr. Peter Andre, who got into a discussion on Twitter about the origins of the real Santa. One of his followers said the guy in the red suit with the white beard was from Greenland, to which Peter insisted, "Listen, I met Santa in Scotland and he was Scottish." End of. And today's one to follow, at NS Design, who continue their Twitmas 12 prize giveaway. The star prize tomorrow, that's Friday, a two-night stay at the Douglas Hotel in Arran. If you've come across anything you think deserves a mention, email colin@colinkelly.net. And until tomorrow, think before you tweet.